my name's Mick Williams. I'm part of the Mini Eden project. It's a project that was started by Ian Ward on a burnt-out scout hut, and we converted into a eco project to go forward into the to really teach people about renewable energy and five a day growing things, and a community project. It's thrived in the last 18 months, and all the things we've done and everything else. We've Alcan and Alcoa, Land Rover, Birmingham Airport coming on board. It's now produced a huge project, what's now been linked to the Eden project in Cornwall, and now we're moving forward as a sustainable project for the next 25 years. That's about the measure of what we are.
And what do you think, what kind of important role do you think that plays in the community? Why do you think that's important work to be doing?
100%. It's vitally important for seven schools, five youth clubs, and a couple of community projects. Because what it is, it's showing people the way forward on renewable energy, how to grow things, how to grow things in polytunnels, biospheres, and such like. It's improving science in a community and, you know, different other sort of educational things at the moment. We're doing the Welly to the Belly, what's a project where kids grow things on the project and then cook them with the chef from the international school. And he's putting that forward into other schools and also into night schools. What's, you know, a step forward for most of the people around Shine End, what actually know what is it, fresh vegetables cooked within the hour of picking are a lot more tasty than something you buy from a supermarket. It's not a fallacy, it's the real thing. Yeah, it's taste it, believe it. Yeah, feel it, touch it, that's what we're all about. We're not about science or anything away from the ordinary. What we're about is hands-on. We do this. That's us.
Okay. And can you just sum up your reaction to how it feels to win the award today?
Oh, to win the award today is, well, it's overwhelming. It's a top award from Birmingham, you know, itself, and we're very privileged to be in that situation where people recognise what we do, but we don't do it for that actual, you know, thing itself. What we're doing is we're doing it because we want to do it. People that really want to do renewable energy and growing stuff and everything else, and it's a privilege for us to be part of it.
Okay, and one final question. What's in store for the year ahead? What kind of things have you got coming up?
Well, we're very lucky. We just allowed... We've just been... given up to £52,000, where it will allow us to put up solar panels, biospheres, and everything else. We are now moving into a second phase, what is, it's like putting the accelerator down. We've been dormant for 12 months, where we've been doing all the things we need to do to get the grants in place. The grants are in place, the money's in the bank. We're about to put the accelerator down. We're about to move forward and show the people what we really can do.
And congratulations on the award, Mick.
Thank you very much.